Maybe. If you're down, maybe I'm down.
I'm down. Before you even tell me, I'm down.
No, I don't. Are you going to be down?
I'm going to be down.
Delete TikTok?
Oh. Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone.
I'm going to sit this way because this way is like the sun is blinding me and it's kind of golden hour right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, before we start, can we clock my model hijab?
It's so cute.
I'm obsessed. Layla got them for Shahad got them for me. Layla ordered them from Egypt. And I just love them. And I've been specifically wearing this color for the past, like, this is my third time wearing it in this
week. Even though she was like, at the beginning, she's like, that's not the color that I expected it to be. Yeah. I don't really wear this color.
Yeah, because it's like a purple gray. Like, if you're an audio listener, please tune in on YouTube so you can actually see how it looks like on me. It's like a purplish gray.
Yeah.
But I love it.
It's so good. It looks so good on you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Shahad also got some hijabs today.
Oh, yeah. I got some
hijabs from Leanne. That was such a random surprise from her friend Leanne. It was so nice. She was like, guys, wait. I need to give you a gift. And then we waited. And it was just like three hijabs that are Shahad colors, according to her. Yeah. Which I love that. That's so cute. So thoughtful. Yeah. Like, I love when people go somewhere and they think of you. And then they're like, oh, you know what? This would look nice. And we just get it for her. That's so nice.
That's actually so nice.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral from your hosts, Rina and
Shahad.
And we're so excited for this week's episode because I think it's, again, a topic that all of us can relate to.
Yeah.
But before we start with that, weekly obsession. Because we're committing to that.
Yeah.
Guys, my weekly obsession this week is Kamon and Lemon. Let me give you a quick backstory. When I had my birthday, my friend slept over and she had some tea bags and the flavor was cumin and lemon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so interesting. Like in my head, I was like, this doesn't sound appetizing.
Yeah.
And then she made it for us, for me and her. And when I drank it, I have not stopped drinking it since. I literally bought a new pack. Like my sister loves it. My mom loves it. I made Shahad try it today. Yeah. What did you think?
Actually, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, you liked it? It's so good. It's so lemony. I don't know what turmos is in English.
Same. Chickpea? No.
No, that's
hummus. There's chickpea and because we do chickpea too.
Oh, with the... Yeah. Okay.
And then there's another one that's looks like chickpea, but it's yellow.
And it's a bit flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one, we season it with cumin and lemon and you just... It's so good and it just tastes like the water of that.
Yeah.
Snack, I guess. I don't even know what to call it, but it's so good. And that's been my weekly obsession. I've been having it on a daily and I just smell like cumin. Basically, like, it's so good, guys. Wallahi, it's so good. I even told my brother about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did?
Yeah, I was on a call with him last night. I was on a call with my brother last night and I was like, let me put you on. This is so good. And he was just staring at me and I was just fangirling about it because, guys, I can't. It's like my favorite thing to drink right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been my weekly obsession.
To be honest, I feel like my weekly obsession has been just scrolling on Instagram, trying to find like videos that I can use because I am in a marketing team in a certain club in my university.
Yeah.
So I'm just scrolling, trying to find ideas of what I can do next for like our next post.
Like so, upcoming events and things like that. And anytime I'm scrolling, because I also do media for one of the clubs in uni, anytime that I find anything, I send it over to Shahad. Like, we're both helping each other out with that. Because, like, sometimes ideas, there's so many.
Yeah.
But then somehow your algorithm might not have them. So it's just, like whenever we see
each other. I have never, ever created a saved, like, a private saved
file. Yeah.
Before, the first time I've ever done it is for the marketing.
For the club.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, same, actually, because I just need ideas. I constantly need ideas because, again, the ideas are so short-lived. Like, it's like if you don't do them, especially if it's like a viral audio, if you don't do them within this period, khalas, idea is gone. Like, you need to jump on it immediately.
Yeah.
Like, hop on it right now, then and there. And that's the thing about, like, social media marketing is it's so, like...
It's so tough. And I don't know. It's...
What do you think of marketing? Because you're doing it kind of with like clubs and things like that.
Yeah, it's so time consuming. It's more time consuming than you would think.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you would see like a marketing student and be like, oh, they have their life easy.
Like it's so chill.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Especially when things don't work out your way and you have to re-record something or the editing.
Editing?
Yeah.
And sometimes even for the podcast itself, it's not even the editing, it's the exporting. Oh, my God, because it's a big file. And until you get it from your laptop to your phone to actual YouTube, it's just such a long process. And
also when the video is so boring.
you have to like squeeze your brain to think of any way to make it fun and interactive. Yeah, I literally had that issue.
Yeah.
I was doing this video for the club and I just asked people to it was like a finance riddle kind of video. And I gave them questions and I just recorded them answering it. And I put the clips together and I sent it to Shahad. I was like, Shahad, I don't know what to do with this. This is so boring. And I just had to throw it, overdo the memes, the sound effects, the text, everything. It was just like, I took the video from 0 to 100 and it did really well, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
The worst thing is when you work really hard on a video and the views are bad and the likes are bad and no one's commenting. And it's just like, guys, I
spent this is a reminder for you guys to please comment, like, subscribe. And subscribe,
please, because you guys don't understand the work that goes into these things. But yeah, that's been our weekly obsession.
Yeah.
It's been a good week.
Aside it's been a good week,
aside from that, my uni is really starting to kick off. Shahad's uni is starting to kick off very soon as well. So that's just been what's been up with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell me, speaking of doom scrolling.
Yeah, exactly. We got
on all of that.
We got someone that wrote us a story.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And we thought this topic was so interesting because all of us doom scroll. All of us. And you know what? Like, I'm just thinking about the people that are in the US and TikTok is going to get banned for them. Like, at least.
Yeah, I heard that. And then who was
it? It's proper. It's official.
The, like, very famous guy. He was like, I'll buy it. Mr. Beast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mr. Beast was like, khalas, like, guys, I'll buy it. Who wants to join?
Oh, no way.
I'll buy TikTok.
I don't think he's going to actually buy TikTok.
I don't know. It was a Twitter post and it got, like, really famous.
Oh. I mean, I'm just thinking of, like, I literally saw this TikTok of this girl. Sorry, I'm sidetracking so much, but she's an American influencer and she was crying and she was like, guys, I don't know what to do. This is my job. I was just like, this is why.
Why are they banning it? Or is it like political?
It's something political.
Okay.
I don't really know the ins and out, but it's something political. It's a Chinese app and I guess Trump doesn't like that.
Okay.
I don't really know, but that's just kind of like the generic basics. But speaking of TikTok getting banned, doom scrolling, everything, Shahad's weekly obsession. Let's kick start.
Okay.
Let's go.
So I'll say the story.
Yes, go on. I have not heard this story.
Yeah.
So live reaction.
Lately, I've been feeling a growing distance between me and my faith. And I think it's because of doom scrolling. What started as a way to pass the time has become a habit I can't shake. Mm-hmm. Endlessly swiping through news, social media, and updates. It's overwhelming, draining. And before I know it, hours have passed and I haven't spent any time with my thoughts, my prayers, or my faith. The more I scroll, the more disconnected I feel from what truly matters.
Yeah.
I used to feel peace in prayer, but now my mind is cluttered with noise and negativity.
Mm.
To be honest, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's so true.
When I pray, there's so much on my mind now that it's not my only focus.
Like, you can't have proper
khushu'.
When you have genuine concentration in your prayer, that is, I think social media definitely affects that.
Because it shortens your attention span.
Yeah, like you, and even like, with your prayer, you don't take your time with it anymore. It's just very rushed and like fast-paced because khalas, that's just, your mind is taking in so
Whenever I feel like my mind is going multiple places in one time when I'm praying, I always try to, in my head, say, Astaghfirullah. Like, I keep on like remembering the name of Allah, like maybe Alhamdulillah or La ilaha illallah. Like, I keep that in my head.
Yeah.
So that keeps playing in my head rather than like the random other thoughts that happen.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Okay. I realize now that this constant cycle is pulling me away from what brings me peace and purpose. It's easy to get caught up in the next headline or post, but it's not serving me spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop using my phone as a crutch for distraction and start investing in my connection with Allah again.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but I know it's time to make space for things that truly nourish my soul. I don't want to look back and regret losing touch with my deen over something as scrolling.
That's very smart. I like the way they ended it, where it was like, I want to nourish my soul.
Yeah.
Because that's your ruh and that's your responsibility and you have to take care of it. And that doesn't only mean like physically taking care of it, where it's like you don't harm yourself by drinking the wrong things or eating the wrong things, like things that are haram. But it literally means like, what are you going to do with the time that you are here in this dunya? Like, how are you going to spend it? And you're going to be questioned about the time that you are here on.
Yeah.
So, you know, but like with social media and everything, it's just, it's so hard to like
stop. when you start, once you start, once you open that TikTok app,
you get on that For You page.
Yeah, خلاص, you're gone.
Yes, and you know, like you can see how many views, how many posts you viewed. Like mm-hmm. there's a setting on TikTok where you can see, and like you sometimes, like one time I went through it and I was like, wow, I viewed that much, and I was only on TikTok for, let's say, like 15 minutes, okay? And I'm just scrolling, I'm scrolling, yeah. and you don't realize, like, maybe you just passed through 500 videos.
Yeah.
And each one, like, the thing about TikTok is that you have so many different extremes. Like, one extreme is, like, a cooking video. The next one is a get ready with me. The next one is, like...
A story time.
Yeah. The next one is, like... a crazy life experience that this person lived. Next one is a fact. Next one is a Dean post. Next one. So it's like your brain has all these tabs open and it's processing all of them. And it's just like you are programming your brain to literally work overtime.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy how much.
I remember in Egypt, because there would be periods of time where there's no Wi-Fi and TikTok had this feature where you can download videos. But the max videos that you can download is 200.
Okay.
So you don't understand how much I would savor these.
Like each one you're each watching, one you go back and you watch it again and you watch it for the third time.
And they went by so fast. I'm like, how is 200 videos
yeah.
go in a span of like less than an hour?
Yeah.
Less than an hour, خلاص, you're done.
Yeah. No, it is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much, you don't realize how much information you're processing until you, like until that screen time notification even comes up where it's like screen time 14 hours and it's like 14 hours on a daily. Like that's
let's check our screen time.
We can, but like
think
about it, like that's as much as you're awake for the day, and the whole time, you know, you're just
you're spending it on your phone.
You're scrolling.
I don't know. Not even like spending it on your phone like in a good way, you know, because there's Quran apps out there, there's Afkar apps out there. But no, you're just spending it on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
What's your daily average?
It's still loading.
Mine is 10 hours and 17 minutes. That's embarrassing. And I don't know if I can see like
you
the
can,
most.
Yeah, you can.
See all websites and apps.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Social?
My biggest one is Bottom. Because I'm always on phone calls.
That is true.
You know what? I'll give myself that. I'm always on a phone call. And then TikTok is 56 minutes. Snap, Instagram.
Per day?
Yes.
Yeah. This is only for today. That's why. Go like on a day that's already finished. Or a week, yeah. Do a week.
Okay, week?
Yeah. Okay.
Bottom? 20 hours.
That's insane.
I'm calling everyone and their mother and their uncle. What? TikTok, 10 hours. Instagram, 8 hours. WhatsApp, 6 hours. What am I doing on WhatsApp for 6 hours?
Not every single day. Oh, for a week.
For a week. But to be fair, WhatsApp is a really big like communication thing for me. Like union stuff. CapCut is there. Yeah, definitely. I'm always editing. Google Maps. Yeah, okay. This kind of makes sense.
Because I'm on the road. For me, daily average. Oh, it said 6 hours and 15. I don't know where
that's so
it went.
Good.
Yeah, 6 hours, 55.
Okay.
And
that's not bad, actually.
I don't know where it decided to disappear, but TikTok, I think it was 4 hours daily.
TikTok was your highest?
Yeah.
For me, it's Bottom. I'm always on phone calls, whether it's with you or my friend Noor or my brother.
Yeah.
My nephew, I'm always on a phone call with someone. Yeah, but no, this is crazy to me. At least, you know what? I'm happy that TikTok isn't the highest. It's not a social media platform.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, okay, at least I'm not scrolling for hours on end. Plus, like, this is general screen time. This is not like social media screen time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it takes into consideration.
Yeah, TikTok is 5 hours and 43 minutes.
That's your highest?
Yeah.
And then Instagram?
And then Instagram is 5 hours and 30. Snap is 3 hours. Bottom is 3.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, maybe I do a lot of doom scrolling.
Bottom is 20 hours.
But because with Bottom, you can't really do that much doom scrolling.
Yeah, you're just maybe, on the call the whole time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just on a silent phone call and you're doing the dishes and your friend's just watching you.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, back onto like doom scrolling and it being such a distraction. I truly live by that. Because like I remember when I was growing up, I used to always see these sheikhs always talking about like, we need to save our kids from like watching movies and from watching like all these things. And I never used to understand it because people used to always say this is such a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
But then as social media is progressing and as much as like you know, a movie is just 2 hours, right? For example, okay, that's still a lot of time in your day. But then you don't realize, like, how many hours?
Yeah, you're spending 4 hours on TikTok. That's double.
That's double a movie. Like, and
at least a movie has like a storyline to it. Like, there's something some flow,
you might learn, you know? Something. Yeah. Like, it's unless you're like watching a documentary, you could really learn like someone's life story or something like that. But this is just random information.
Yeah.
And it definitely consumes you, and it definitely disconnects you for sure, because you're constantly also listening to music.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, whether you want to like acknowledge it or not, you're listening to so many different kinds of music.
And sounds.
And sounds. Yeah. And some of the stories are like not the most halal appropriate stories. Like, people are talking about like crazy topics, you know. And okay, again, I'm always hesitant whenever I talk about social media, because I really believe exposure is good. I think it's good to have, especially like international exposure. Like, it's good to know what's happening around in the world. Yeah. Plus, I also, you know, I'm not going to deny that social media has had such an upper hand when it comes to news, because a lot of people get their news from social media. And I think our generation does too. Like, rarely do we ever go on like BBC. And it spreads
fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's on
social media. Yeah. Because people are reposting it on their stories. People are talking about it. You start hashtags. Like, it becomes like a proper big thing. So in that sense, like, social media is not the worst. And even like with Deen and stuff, social media can, you know, like, a lot of the knowledge that I've learned from the Deen have come from like, unfortunately, like TikToks of like clips from sheikhs that are doing like these seminars, and yeah, it's just like clips of them talking about topics. But it still is very addictive.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, we don't know that's what's scary about it, is that we don't know the harm long term. Like, there's no studies about like what happens to a person, yeah, who's been on social media for so long, because it's still so new.
And it's not even that. It's also because now it's so hard to find someone that isn't already on social media.
Yeah.
Like, to do a study, you will need to like, for example, as they say, they're doing a study on someone's brain.
Yeah.
They will need a brain that has never been on social media and a brain that has.
Yeah.
This brain that's never been, barely exists. Yeah.
Barely exists. Like, everyone, everywhere, like, has social media.
As soon as a kid is born, they have a phone. Or they're on social media.
There's iPad kids. Yeah. Like, or in nurseries, they have TVs of like, you know, kids TV shows like, yeah, playing in the background. So it's like, you really, yeah, even for the studies, you can't really tell. Like, it has to be someone who minimizes social media a lot and someone who's like constantly on, yeah, it.
I don't know. There are some people that I have met that don't have social media.
Yes.
And I, yes, always find, like, I'm like, that's how
impressive,
though?
That is really impressive. Like, they don't have
anything except WhatsApp, because that would be like their main form of communication, where in terms of like uni, friends, all of, yeah, that stuff. But anything that has scrolling,
yeah,
they don't have that. Yeah. And I was like, well, then how are you, like, what are you doing in your time? Like, don't you
reading,
get bored?
Going out. That's, like, they're, yeah, actually, yeah, they're like connecting with the world.
Yeah.
Like, the world that they're in. And you, oh my God, I remember one person said this, and it literally stuck with my head. Social media tricks you into thinking that you're socializing. Because, you know, you could reply to a few DMs, a few text messages, snap a few snaps, and then khalas, your brain believes that you socialized for the day, when in reality you've been bed rotting the whole time,
yeah,
sitting in your room, haven't got up, haven't done anything, and you just believe like, oh yeah, but I spoke to a few people today, but you actually didn't. You didn't have a proper interaction.
You didn't have proper conversations with, yeah, Hatta.
Like, sending reels to, yeah, each other is not an interaction.
And then you replying to it is also not an interaction.
So even that, like, it's making us a bit like socially antisocial, because we're, you know, a lot of people have like such big voices online, and then you meet them in person and they're so quiet and timid. And, you know, not even that, like, there's so many times where, like, I'll use myself as an example. Like, I'm scrolling on TikTok, I hear the adhan go off, and in my head, unfortunately, my first instinct is not to be like, okay, let's put my phone down, let's go. Like, unfortunately,
it's like, let me just finish this video and then I'll get up.
Yeah. And then the next video starts playing, and then the next video starts playing, and then there you go, your time is wasted. And we always say how fast time goes, and I feel like we are also part of the time going fast.
Yeah.
Like, it's in our control to slow down that time, to value the time that we are here, but we're not taking advantage of it. Instead, yeah, we're just wasting it. Like, this is actual wasted potential, where rather than doom scrolling, we could have picked up the Quran, read a safha, or like read a page or two. We could have gone on a walk, we could have gone to the gym, we could have done a nice meal, we could have spent some time with family. But everyone's just on their phones, everyone's on, yeah, their laptops, and like,
sometimes, like, genuinely the only way my dad would be able to get us out of our rooms and, like, for us to sit together as a family is if he turns off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, you told me this before. Yeah. Yeah.
Wallahi, when as soon as he turns off
the Everyone's Wi-Fi... Everyone's downstairs. Oh, my God, guys, I missed you so much. Like, please turn Everyone it back on. Like,
why is the Wi-Fi not on? And then they're like, oh, my God, okay,
and let's go. And then you all go downstairs, yeah. No, I think I might start implementing that. Yeah. Some parents, like, take their kid's phone, like, after a certain period before they go sleep.
Because,
again, like, scrolling before you sleep is so bad for your eyes, for your health. Like,
yeah.
We don't realize this, but it can really mess up with your eyesight. But, yeah, I just think it's just a matter of, again, taking, a like, genuine advantage of the time that you're given. Because you're a special person to be here. You chose to be here. Like, Allah asked you if you wanted to be on this dunya and you said yes. Like, your ruh agreed to this. And it's like, it's valuable time. And we need to actually take that time seriously, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
We need to make proper use of that time. Because Allah is going to question us with what we did with our time, with what we did with our money, with what we did with our ruh. Like, all of these things is going to be in consideration.
Yeah, hatta your hands will, like, because your body parts speak.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, if your hands are, like, asked, like, what did you do? Rather than, like, holding the tasbiha, بتسبحي, أو بتذكري Allah, you know, like, remembrance of Allah, I was scrolling.
Yeah, my fingers were scrolling. My mouth was stuck playing TikTok sounds. Like, I was just, you know, my head stuck playing TikTok sounds, you know? And when you, like, when you constantly listen to music, it makes it so much harder to switch to listen to Quran.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that you cannot
100%.
You cannot do both at the same time. Yeah. Like, as much as, you know, people like to fight for a balanced lifestyle where it's like, okay, I'll listen to a bit of music and I'll listen to a bit of Quran. Like, one at some point is going to overrule the other.
At some point, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, from my, like, my part, like, in my experience, sometimes I would get a Quran, like,
TikTok.
And I'll just be like,
yeah.
Like, just
scroll past it.
I would feel so guilty. But I'm like, I don't know, I just want entertainment.
Yeah.
That I just scroll past it.
And now, you know, with the Quran videos, they're putting entertainment on top of it so people can stay longer. Yeah. Like, they're putting slime Subway videos.
And like,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Because our eyes are just, they're moving. Like, our eyes are used to moving very fast now.
Yeah.
Like, to quick screens, quick, like, fast-paced movements. Like, jump to another clip, jump to this, jump to that. So if it's just, like, looking at one thing. And, like, a
still thing, I can't.
Yeah. And that's so bad.
I know. And astaghfirullah, like, that's something that I really want to change. Because I did reach a point before that I completely removed music from my life.
Yeah.
And I decreased doom scrolling. And, bro, it was the most peaceful time of my life. I genuinely have no idea what made me go back to it or, like, what happened.
Yeah.
Because all I would be listening to in the mornings or in the, like, when I'm in my car especially.
Adhkar al-Sabah. Adhkar al-Sabah, yeah.
Or I would listen to Surat Yusuf or I'd listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
And that used to, and I would be so fulfilled. I'd be so happy. But I don't know. I genuinely have no idea what brought me back
to. Just brings you in. Yeah. Just brings you so much in. And especially, like, in the field that we're in, like, in marketing and stuff like that, so much is to do with social media. And doing market research is literally just doom scrolling. Like, that's part of the job. And for one of the jobs that I did, I remember I had to constantly do that to keep up with trends, trending audio, trending hashtags, trending things. And it's so draining because it just is so repetitive at some point. But you're addicted to that repetition.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? You're not, you get bored, but you keep going. It's such a weird habit. Yeah. It's such a weird habit because you're like, there's so many times where I'm like, oh, okay, khalas, I'm going to shut off my phone. Oh my God, this happens a lot, bro, where I shut off my phone, khalas, I get up. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I grab my phone. Somehow, muscle memory, first app I open is TikTok.
Yeah.
First app.
Or, like, as soon as I find something difficult, like, I'm like, okay, khalas, I'll focus on my work. Whatever I'm doing, right? I get stuck. TikTok.
Immediately TikTok. Instead of, like, taking a deep breath, maybe listening to some Quran.
Yeah.
I remember with my first job, I used to always start off my day with listening to Quran. Like, in my first job, like, I would always have my headphones in. I would be doing, like, for for the first hour from like 9 to 10, it was just solely Quran. And that really used to set my day. And I used to become so productive. Wallahi, mm-hmm. this stuff makes you so unproductive to get up and do anything. Because sometimes as soon as, like, let's say I'm working, I'm studying, as soon as I get a notification, I'll reply to the notification. And then somehow I'm on TikTok or Instagram. How did I reach there? I have no idea, but I did somehow. And it's really frustrating because it's like, khalas, just stop. Like, it's really, you know, and I've tried locking the apps where it's like, as soon as you hit a time limit, you lock it. Bro, I'll put in the password and continue scrolling. Same. Like, I cannot be asked.
I don't even have a password. Just tells me. It's like, time limit. I'm like, for the day.
Yeah.
For the whole day.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I don't know. I want to kind of, maybe. If you're down, maybe I'm down.
I'm down. Before you even tell me I'm down.
No, I don't. Are you going to be down?
I'm going to be down.
Delete TikTok?
Listen.
Okay. You have Instagram.
Some of my work is on TikTok. Mm. Like for the club and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's also, yani, we should really try is like getting our minds and neutral TikTok up together. So that's something I can't really let go of. But.
Okay.
I will try to, you know what, next week we're gonna check in.
Okay.
My daily phone screen time was 10 hours this week.
My 10 hours
for me.
Okay. Mine,
yours was six.
Mine was six.
My goal is to have it go down to 4 hours less.
Okay. Mine will be 4 because mine was 6:50 something, so four.
Okay let's stick to that. Like, if it means me switching to my laptop and having bottom calls on my laptop. Because bottom is something that apparently I'm addicted to. Like, I use all the time. Bottom is like FaceTime. But yeah, I don't know. Like, deleting TikTok would kind of be hard because it's part of what I do. Eventually, when I don't have to do social media marketing, that app is gone. Like, I don't care about my drafts. I don't care about anything. Like, you know, they should ban TikTok here. Maybe it will genuinely help us out. Maybe we'll go out and touch grass someday.
Touch grass.
Bro, you know, even like next to your uni, you have like a really nice like outdoor area where you can walk. And there's so many times where I even tell you like, Shahad, when you want to disconnect, just get up and go. But our version
People would go and sit on their phone outside. Phone,
yeah. That's crazy.
At least I'm in nature.
At least you're in nature. Breathing fresh air.
Yeah.
But sometimes our head thinks like, oh, let me disconnect. Let me take a break from studying. So that means going on my phone.
Yeah.
That's not a break. Like, you actually need to
rest your brain.
Rest. Yeah. You actually need to like stop it and pause it and khalas, just
give it a moment, you know, to breathe.
Yeah. And even like with the entertainment that we're seeing, a lot of it is like, it can sway you away from your religion, from the topics that they're talking about, from the vulgar songs that they're saying. You know, you might not even realize it might be a TikTok sound, but like the song itself might be really vulgar.
Yeah.
And I'd be talking about like stuff that we should just not be consuming, and whether we want to believe it or not, like whatever we're consuming has, you know, people talk about frequencies and waves and
I've heard that. And I was also gonna say, you can't be like, oh, but I'm so mindful with my scrolling. You don't know what's gonna pop up.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, but I skip it. But maybe one day you won't.
Yeah.
Or one day you would wanna, you're interested to know the story time.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, you know, just like, had to you skipping it, maybe you saw something that you're not meant to see, even if you skipped it, let's say.
Yeah.
It's so unpredicted. Like, you can't say, you know, like, you can control it.
No, you can't, because that's just, you know, again, the algorithm is curated to you, but you don't know what the algorithm will come up with.
Yeah.
And
because sometimes it switches up. Like, sometimes, like, for me, my algorithm would be so sad. Like, all of a sudden, just one day, and I'd be like, yeah, I know next day it's gonna be fine. Or like a couple of hours later, the algorithm will
like switch,
change back to something else. So like, you generally have no idea what's gonna pop up.
And I feel like sometimes, like, okay, this might be a reach, but like, I feel like the algorithm, okay, yes, it's based off you, but I think it's based off the worst version of you. Like, the kind of like, sometimes you might be watching entertainment that actually doesn't relate with your morals, but because it's so entertaining, you just sit and watch it.
Yeah.
And you hear about it. And it might not relate with your practices. It might not relate with what you actually believe in, but because it's so, like, fun to watch, you'll just stick around and watch it. And then slowly those things will alter the way you think, will alter the way you feel. And, like, I don't know. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, I'm going to use a simple example of, like, social media, when it comes to like love and dating and all these things, you have so many people being like, this is the 10 steps of how to get a guy to like you. This is how to do this. This is how to do that. This is how you can know. This is the body language. This is the...
Oh, or like their relationship goals on, you know, like the whole a man trend, you know, and you're like, oh my God, I don't have a man.
Yeah. And then it starts making you think like, and it might not even relate with the morals that you have, because it's like, no, but I'm trying to save myself. I'm trying to, you know, wait until marriage, all of these things. And then you see this stuff and it like kind of plays with your mind.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, one thing we're going to wrap it up on this point. But one thing that I'm starting to notice is really becoming popular in the Muslim and Arab community is like proposals.
Yeah.
This did not come from us. This is purely social media influencing us. Yeah. When do we ever do proposals? Like,
and I don't get it. Are they like engaged?
What the
when do you do the proposal?
Are you in your naqah stage? Yeah. Are you
fully married stage? But like, you just want to do like
what's
the vibe?
Good, or did you just read Qira'at al-Fatiha? Like what's good?
Yeah.
Because these people are hugging up on each other, lifting up each other, and I'm just like, and they just did Qira'at al-Fatiha. I'm like, like it's so
like they're just getting engaged.
It's so westernized, and it's not us. It's like our version is so simple, bro. Yeah. Like it's so simple. It doesn't need all this extra like boom boom.
Yeah.
Like you can leave that extra boom boom when it comes to your actual wedding day.
Yeah.
But like the whole proposal, will you marry me, brother? What you literally went? Yeah. It's not even a shock for the girl. You went to go.
She's like, no way.
Like. As if you weren't at her house last night asking for her hand in marriage from her dad. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So even, like, with the way we practice life has become so different because of what we see. Because, again, social media is exposing us.
Yeah.
It's exposure. But, yeah.
Anyways.
That's it. I'm just really going to wrap it up on there.
Yeah.
Take care of your ruh.
I'm going to try to not use TikTok today.
Okay. Me too. For the rest of the day.
Because I don't think I need it.
Yes. Same. Yeah. Deal?
Deal.
Let's shake on it. Deal.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently it's rude to shake with your left hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yes.
This is left though. This is right.
This is my right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, fun facts. Yeah. Fun fact to wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
And inshallah, we'll see you next week. Bye.